The question for today is, in one of your articles you state that God has been here on the earth and appeared to men, yet the Bible plainly states that no man can see God and live. Are you not calling God a liar? No, we are not calling God a liar. When God told Moses that no man shall see me and live, Exodus 33 verse 20, he was saying that humans cannot see God for all that he is. It is simply not possible. However, God is fully capable of appearing in a form that can be seen by humans. In fact, God made many appearances in Old Testament times. Let's consider just one of them. Then Moses went up, also Aaron, Nadab, and Abihu, and 70 of the elders of Israel, and they saw the God of Israel. And there was under his feet, as it were, a paved work of sapphire stone, and it was like the very heavens in its clarity. But on the nobles of the children of Israel he did not lay his hand. So they saw God, and they ate and drank. Exodus 24, verse 9 to 11. Now, did the nobles of Israel see God or not? This passage says they did. Of course, we know from other scriptures they could not have seen God in his full glory, but the text plainly says that they saw God. He presented himself to them in a form they could see. The appearances of God in the Old Testament are called theophanies. The term means appearances of God. The article you refer to takes the position that the divine person who appears repeatedly as the angel of God in the Old Testament is none other than the pre-incarnate Christ, who is in very nature God.